Today, I'm proud to say that under the UK's presidency, the group of the world's seven most advanced economies, the G7, is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins. Unlike most of the digital money people use daily today, it would be issued directly by a central bank, like the Bank of England in the UK. And governments and central banks across the world are working together, looking into what having a digital currency might mean in practice.
So the UK is currently the head of the G7 group. That's the world's most economically advanced countries. And the UK currently chairs the G7 group. Our chancellor, who does our economy, called Chancellor of the Exchequer, his name's Rishi Sunak. He's put out this video. This is all on my feeds, by the way, my social feeds. He put out this video saying that what they want to do is bring in this thing called the central banking digital currency. They want to replace fiat paper money with digital money as a competitor to Bitcoin and crypto money, right? But instead of being a decentralized currency, it will be controlled by a government. It's digital currency, but controlled centrally through the banks, Bank of England. So instead of having a bank account with whatever, HSBC or Bank of America, you'll have a bank account directly with, in the American context, with the Fed. In the UK, directly with the Bank of England. You have a personal bank account and you're given digital money in that bank account. These are called central banking digital currencies. The Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK has already announced their intention to do this as the G7 group.
And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money.
Now, in all our analysis on CBDC, in particular for the use of general use, we tend to establish the equivalence with cash. And there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that.
Since the 1950s, the share of bank loans as a percentage of GDP has been relatively stable. At the same time, non-bank loans and securities have risen sharply. This means the role banks play in financing important businesses is receding. And that's not all. The way people move and spend their money is changing too, thanks in part to a new class of mega apps from China. One of the most popular is Alipay from Chinese tech giant Ant Group. It has over 1 billion users and handled $16 trillion in payments in 2019.
I am Alipay. I have a dream to create a world where mobile payment replaces cash payment.
Rather than using bank cards to make payments, Alipay customers carry out transactions by loading money into digital wallets. They can then do anything from buying lunch to investing in stocks and shares, all without leaving the app. And rather than paying expensive international transaction fees to their bank, Alipay users can also use the app overseas.
You're already seeing this, even in America, you know, Walgreens in the States accept Alipay, this sort of new digital payments ecosystem sort of completely disregards nation states and national borders.
It's not just Alipay. Facebook is developing its own digital currency, and Amazon is also working on financial services. Some worry this could concentrate too much power in the hands of a few tech companies. But for central bankers, the problem is even more acute. They fear these developments could cut the cord between the central bank and the economy altogether.
These super apps in China, they started off just doing payments, and now they do provision of loans, they do provision of investment services, they provide insurance, you know, they do all the things that banks do. Central bankers feel as though their sort of ability to oversee and conduct monetary policy and oversight is, you know, fundamentally slipping away.
So some central banks have taken radical action by creating their own digital currencies to rival the tech giants' payment systems, in the hope this will secure their grasp on the economy.
Central bankers' level of discomfort is potentially prompting them to sort of act to change this, you know, economic system, the monetary system that has underpinned modern economies for, you know, 250 years.
China is one of the largest economies leading the way by trialing a digital yuan. You might have heard of Bitcoin or other digital money that is supposed to disrupt finance. But digital currency issued by governments in this way might be even more radical. Here's how it works. Most central bank money is held by commercial banks as reserves against customer deposits. You can only access a small amount of this government-made money via physical notes and coins, as this physical cash is issued by the central bank. In the UK, banknotes are even signed by the chief cashier of the Bank of England. A central bank digital currency, or CBDC, is a bit like digital cash, as it gives the consumer a direct relationship with the central bank. So, in theory, instead of keeping your money in a commercial bank, you could hold all your money in the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England. CBDCs are only being used or trialled in a handful of countries worldwide, but they're growing fast. 80% of central banks are considering issuing them in the future.
The Bank for International Settlements, which is a club of central bankers, says that within 3 years, a fifth of the world will live in countries that have this central bank digital money.
This could change everything. If everyone put their money into a CBDC, then fractional reserve banks could potentially be out of a job.
We are also discussing the maximum amount of digital euros that each individual user could hold. Why? Well, because if we give access to a means of payment like the digital euro, which is riskless, perfectly liquid, no transaction cost, because you only need to have a smartphone, then there would be a risk that people could use this possibility to move, for example, their deposits out of their banks or their money out of financial intermediaries. And this, especially in crisis periods, could cause financial instability, and we don't want to do this. We want to introduce a means of payment for transactions, not as a store of value. So what we are discussing is the possibility of introducing limits for individual users. For example, we have been discussing one among many numbers, 3,000 euros. If you in the future will be nice enough to use our digital euros, you will have the possibility to store in your device, in your smartphone, up to 3,000, 2,000 digital euros. Beyond that, you cannot go. You can spend, but you cannot hold in your device more than a given amount. Otherwise, you could simply transfer your bank account in your telephone, and that could cause instability, again, especially in crisis times. But there are other ways in which you can safeguard financial stability. But the idea is that a digital euro would be an additional option for payments, for retail payments, and not a challenge to the function of the financial system.
And I'd like to start by saying, right, that we are committed to carefully and thoughtfully evaluating the potential costs and benefits of a central bank digital currency for the U.S. economy and payment system, as well as for its international implications. We've been actively participating with other central banks and the BIS in that work, and we feel that that collaboration has been very productive. We have not made a decision to issue a CBDC, and we think that there's a great deal of work yet to be done, as well as extensive public consultation to be had with all stakeholders before making such a decision.